Hello, it's the James and Kim cast. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Kim Carson.
Hello, I'm James Howard.
And we are powered by EPB. Thank you to our friends at EPB Fiber Optics. All right, guess who we're sitting down with today? Reuben Studdard.
Are there any moments where, obviously you're in your element, you get on stage in front of thousands and you perform, you do your thing. But the national anthem has got to be somewhat different. Do you ever get nervous before performing the national anthem?
He's going to answer that question, and you may be surprised.
Welcome to the James and Kim cast. I think this is Reuben Studdard. Is this Reuben Studdard? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Reuben Studdard?
It is. Good morning.
Well, hello, our friend. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, we're okay. We've been looking forward to this interview.
Oh, my God. I'm so thankful. Thank you guys for looking forward to talking to me. Just a little old me.
Little old you. Okay. So I'm glad you said something like that, because every interview, every appearance that we've seen you on television, whether it's like a local appearance or a national or international, you seem so humble. Obviously, you're really that way.
I try to be the best version of myself that I can be always. And I'm just the person that my parents raised. I can't be any different than who I am. And, you know, that is what that is. I don't want to, you know, I can only be one Reuben, man. And that's just, you know, you get the same Reuben all the time.
Good for you.
I love that.
Did that shift any when you became famous?
I think a bit, probably because I was so much younger then. And I don't think it changed in the way that my personality changed. It just changed in the way that I was able to do things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I actually became a lot more reclusive after I wore American Idol. I was a lot more outgoing before. And so I became a lot more reserved after winning, because it was so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, not, you know, really understanding how, you know, being in public was going to be different, you know, after being on a international television show. So I couldn't just go to a restaurant and sit down with my family and enjoy it. I would be inundated with people. I didn't understand that. And it took me a while to kind of get used to that. So,
yeah.
Your personality is just so effervescent. And it's like you're the guy that you just want to run up and hug. And I felt that way since you auditioned for American Idol, and I was such a huge fan of the show.
Right. The one thing that is so that used to be so funny is that people used to always feel like this urge to hit me when they saw me, and I was like, you know, this is. And I used to just be like, hey, man, like, hey, you could say hey without punching me in the shoulder.
I believe it. Do you still get recognized? I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people know you now, but I mean, when you're in, let's say, Cracker Barrel, or you're at Dreamland in Birmingham, do people come up to you and want selfies and autographs?
All the time, man. You know, like, people in Alabama are really, I mean, they remember the running back from Alabama in 1970. Like, they don't forget anybody. So, I mean, wherever I am, people are and they're really sweet, man. I'm really thankful to, you know, to sure. My hometown, Birmingham, Alabama, and the state, because, you know, I mean, honestly, like, when I got a chance to look at the logistics, if it wasn't, I mean, everybody in America did vote for me, but Alabama was on fire.
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. So let me ask you something. When it comes to being critiqued, when it comes to I think of artists like you, and really any artist that's mm-hmm. on such a national stage on your level. Have you ever had one of those nights, one of those concerts, where you got off the stage and you were like, okay, that was awful?
all the time.
Are you serious?
I mean, because you're first of all, you're your own worst critic.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, secondly, like, everybody's human. So, I mean, like, let's say if I'm on tour and I have a six-show week, that's fourth or fifth show might not be as good as the first or second show in the week.
Mm.
You know, just because, you know, people's voices aren't, like, indestructible.
Right.
There are times when you have, you know, bad vocal days.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on tour and I've had, you know, the cold and still have to go on stage. People don't care that you have a cold.
Yeah, right.
They bought a ticket. So you have to figure it out.
Right. Who in your life, like, pours into you to where when you're having a bad day, they can just be flat out honest with you? Because...
Oh, man. My mom, everybody, like, my whole family is just full on. They don't hold any punches at all.
Yeah. They're the ones that keep you humble, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, I keep myself humble.
Mm-hmm.
And to be perfectly honest, there's nothing wrong with, you know, being proud of what you do. That doesn't make you any less humble. That, you know, I think people sometimes need to understand the difference. You know, like that it's okay to love what you do and be proud of what you've accomplished. I think that... being lofty-headed or nobody, I don't think that you have to dumb down your light to make people feel special when they come around you, if that makes any sense.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, like make yourself, like, less bright because, you know, you want to make somebody else feel good. I try to make everybody feel good that comes around me, and I'm still Ruben.
We are so looking forward to you being here this weekend for the Mox game. You're going to be singing the national anthem. You know, we know you're going to do that amazing. We enjoy having you here in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
I'm excited to come. I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, do you have a team? Have you picked a team? Who do you think is going to win, ETSU or the Mox, or you just stay out of that one?
I'm gonna go with the Mox.
that's a wise choice, Ruben Stoddard.
I have to ask you this, okay? And don't get mad at me because I'm assuming because you're from Birmingham, you're an Alabama fan, correct?
Okay, I am.
How was that loss Saturday night?
Oh, gosh. You had to bring that up.
Man, you know, and I'm assuming because you're in Tennessee that you're a Tennessee fan.
Yeah.
We should have put a disclaimer before this interview. We're both Tennessee fans.
And I giggled. I know I giggled. And I love Alabama, too, but...
Whatever, you love Alabama. How can you be a Tennessee fan and say you love Alabama,
I'm
too?
I'm an SEC girl.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Ruben. It's your turn to talk.
Yeah. I think we have one or two more weekends until it's our weekend. I'm sorry. It's the third weekend in October every year, I think it is. Demolish the ball.
Look, I was not going to touch that one at all.
All right, Raven, I'm going to make you a little wager on this, okay? We are going to score a touchdown.
Okay.
There they go.
Hey, Ruben, all right, so you're performing the national anthem. Are there any moments where, obviously you're in your element, you get on stage in front of thousands and you perform, you do your thing. But the national anthem has got to be somewhat different. Do you ever get nervous before performing the national anthem?
Every single time.
Mm.
Wow.
Because, first of all, people are mean.
Yeah.
And everybody is waiting to see if you're going to mess up a part of the national anthem, especially now because everybody has a cell phone with cameras. And so I'm like, when I do the national anthem, I'm sitting there the whole time, like, before I go on. I'm, like, singing it in my head the whole time before. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. And, of course, it's like, always right before you have to sing that everybody wants to talk to you. And I'm like, please, I'm trying to remember these words, like, every single time. I've been singing the national anthem since I was 10 at places, and it's been the same thing every time. because I don't want to mess up any words.
What you just said, word for word, I've always thought with any performer singing the national anthem, that because that's what I would be doing too. And I've always wondered about that. I've always wondered about that with superstars, you know, singing. So that's really interesting.
And if you notice, every time you see somebody singing the national anthem, there's always like one or two people around them, and people are always trying to talk to you. Like, don't speak to me right now. I don't want to mess up these words. And everybody I've talked to that has sung it says the same thing. It's like, man, why are, and I promise you, when I get there on Saturday, there's going to be somebody on the sideline that's going to be like, Ruben, what's going on, man?
We'll do that as a reminder to say, no, don't talk to Ruben 5 minutes before he sings.
Yeah, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
And we'll tell everybody to be nice.
Yeah, and then we'll...
And I'll get up there and I'll be like, and the Rockets red bubblegum. No.
Hey, we'll tell the Box fans to say, go Box and go Vols.
Right.
Okay, we will not do that. I know you're gonna do great. Before we let you go, tell us what's new in Ruben Studdard's world right now. Like where we can find your music, the latest that you've released.
Well, I think I'm on like my eighth album now.
Yeah.
And but I'm actually in the studio recording a new project right now. I mean, of course, the pandemic has really. Before the pandemic, I was on the road doing my national tour called Ruben Sings Luther, and we had to postpone all those that we had done about pre-pandemic. We had done about 80 of those concerts, and we were getting ready to do another 40 or 50. And we had to postpone those until 2022. Mm. So that will be coming back up in 2022, the Ruben Sings Luther show. I also will be releasing an album in 2022, which I've been working on during this time. So just looking forward to all of that.
Good. Well, do you have a website like where people can upload your music, download your music?
Well, I'm on all the streaming sites. I don't think people use websites to upload music anymore, sir. It's called iTunes and Spotify.
Have you heard of those, James?
No, I've never heard of those before.
Yeah, I'm on iTunes and Spotify and all the music streaming websites out there. And also, I think my website is RubenSingsLuther.com.
Okay. Okay. Right. Any records or 8-tracks that you have?
I will ask my uncle if he still kept my first 8-track that I had. Ruben Sings the ABC.
That's hilarious.
As a five-year-old.
We'll see you on the interwebs.
Hey, Ruben, we're looking forward to seeing you this Saturday as the Mox host ETSU. And, hey, we so appreciate your time. And we just love you. We really do.
Thank you guys so very much. Max out my card if you wanna. Whatever, girl, it ain't no problem, no. Take a trip on a yacht. Anywhere you want. Leave them bags, we're gonna shop. Anywhere you want. Girl, you know I'll do whatever it takes. You know I love you like I used to love things. Would you be cool if things changed? If I didn't roll the pins and you didn't push the rain. I know what we got.